today. So I didn't get a chance to look into this, but I saw you posted it a couple times on your story. So you got to do a devotional for, was it the Bible app, correct? Can you explain that to me and what exactly that was and what that was like?
Sure. So I guess my label has some connection to some people for who work for the YouVersion Bible app. Mm-hmm. And I guess I love writing. Mm-hmm. Actually, I might pursue a career as a writer as well under like a different name or something.
Okay.
Because it's just my outlet. I don't want my music fans to know my writing.
You're writing.
But they asked if I wanted to write a devotional for my song, which I did for, I did for my Christmas song.
Mm-hmm.
But it ended up being such a blessing. And I really thought that little things, like my song Little Things, could so easily be translated into a devotional, because it's all about thankfulness and just seeing God's love for you and the little things in life too.
That song is great, by the way.
Thank you so
much. I was listening to it today.
Thank you. So I was able to write that and I really enjoyed it. God always teaches me so much when I sit down to write that. I'm like, I don't know what to say.
Right.
But like, what do I have to offer anybody? But for actually both of my devotionals, I looked back in my journals. Mm-hmm. I journal every day, but pulled out of there whatever God was teaching me. And I just kind of, because I feel like a lot of devotionals on there, a lot of devotionals in general are very like fluffy.
Yeah.
And they're just fluffy, like, yeah. I read it and I'm just like, okay, like I knew that. But I wanted something that was really tangible, like that would resonate, that's like real life. Mm-hmm. Like I felt this way just like a few weeks ago. I felt like I'm just going through the motions of life and I don't have time for people anymore. I don't, like, I'm a Christian, I go to church on Sundays, but like, I don't know. You go through the motions. You're not excited about life anymore. You're just going to work. You come home, watch Netflix, whatever.
Right. I feel
you do. And I was really coming back to like enjoying life again, being excited again, and just like loving art again, loving music again. And I wanted to share that with people because I feel like a lot of people feel like that.
Yeah.
And, I just wanted to share the way that I got there, got back to that place of excitement. And that's really what the devotional is about.
Very dope and very relatable. Again, like you said, instead of it being fluffy, it's kind of like real life, because no matter how Christian you are, like we all go through real life. Like to me, to this day, the best and most important song I ever wrote was called Stuck. And it was about how I ended up on antidepressants and how anxiety affected my life. And it didn't stream the most. No one would say it's my best song other than me. Except for the handful of people that are like, yo, this song 1,000% speaks to me. The church doesn't love to talk about anxiety and depression a lot. It's usually a lot of, oh, just pray. You're not praying hard enough and it'll go away if you pray. When it's like, nah, like I am literally to this day still on medication. I feel like God led me to find that medication. And I wanted to make a song about it that other people could relate to, instead of it being like super, you know, instead of a song that's very, just kind of like praise God, but it's not really relating to anybody. It's just kind of,
yeah, you know what I love, which I just realized about the Psalms, is mm-hmm. that every single time, almost all the Psalms start off with the struggle of like real life, and then it ends in like praise to God, because like he brings himself like back there,
right?
But he doesn't just start off like, oh, life is wonderful, wonderful, praise God. Like it's a struggle to like get to that place of like, no, like life does suck and whatever, but God is good.
Yeah. You said you don't think you're funny, but you're funny in a unique way, I'll say. question.
Not gonna lie. So when I was younger, I would say like, you know how we all go through this identity crisis type thing when we're younger?
That's good.
Like,
Yeah, kind of. Like, you don't want to be like
friends, indie friends.
Oh, okay.
So
do wonders like AI anomalies.
I know that, right? Saga, who was on,
rap on the same
top.
Beats. You're definitely more lyrical. So, like, you're not.
I actually knew a guy in Miami that he was going to the same
show. And I tweeted, like, last week that someday I'm going to have a song with him. I don't know how it's going to happen, but it's going to happen.